Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Talkers Magazine calls Jim Blasingame one of the best talk show hosts in the industry.
Now remember, I do my best work when I'm being worshipped as a god.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about having our good friend Steve Forbes back on the show. Steve needs no introduction. I know all of you know who he is. He's the chairman and editor-in-chief of Forbes Media, the author of a number of books, including some very special ones, How Capitalism Will Save Us. Still, I mean, what else? There's not, what else you say after that? And but he also wrote one that we're going to talk a little bit about back about 15 years ago, The Flat Tax Revolution. And as you also know, he's a former presidential candidate, and he's got a new book out. He and Elizabeth Ames have written called Reviving America, How Repealing Obamacare, Replacing the Tax Code, and Reforming the Fed Will Restore Hope and Prosperity. And I completely agree. Steve, welcome back to the show.
Good to be with you, Jim. Thank you.
It's good to have you back. Congratulations on your very important book.
Well, thank you. It just came out, and what we do is hit the big three reforms to get this economy moving.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's sort of the feeling, as you know now, that the U.S. economy can't grow vigorously again. The whole world seems to be sluggish. We're stuck in a 2%, 2.5% growth mode, which by American standards is pitiful, especially after a sharp economic downturn.
Mm-hmm.
So we hit on the big three reforms that obviously there are a lot of other things that have to be done, but we do these big three, and repealing Obamacare and having the patient in control of health care for the first time,
right?
Getting the flat tax, throwing out the entire current tax code, and getting the Federal Reserve reformed so that we get credit markets working again, and not this lopsided market that we have today.
Well, that's the one I want to talk about first, because one reason it's in the news, because the Fed, for the first time in about 7 years, raised rates a quarter of a point yesterday, and that this week, and that was a big deal, wasn't it?
It was. Not so much for the size of the increase, but finally, they're taking off, or at least easing, their real pressure on the economy, you know,
mm-hmm.
controlling interest rates, and they controlled interest rates. They tried to, not just short rates, but long rates as well.
Mm-hmm.
Is a form of price control, rent control. And when you distort the market like that, what the Fed inadvertently did was make it very easy for government to borrow, very mm-hmm. easy for large companies to borrow. You take Apple,
right.
for example, $200 billion in cash, and yet they issued $40 billion of bonds.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
Why? Because they could. It was so cheap.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
At one point, they could borrow money 10 years with a bond, and the yield was less than their dividend. So you got a lot of financial engineering going on.
But, yeah, and small business can't do that. We don't have the ability to do that. So all of this advantage for the Fed, all this monetary easing of the Fed actually helped big companies who then turned inward to financial capitalism and did not invest in the economy. And basically has hurt small business directly and indirectly. Now, what would you do to reform the Fed?
Well, short term, start letting markets operate. Having a zero interest rate sounds great, but it reminds one of that old phrase of the Soviet Union, the health care is free, but you can't get any.
Uh-huh.
The markets are very uneven, and as a result, I don't think you've seen the kind of the vigorous growth of small business, which is also, as we know, being crushed by regulation.
Right.
But you've read now that large banks don't want small business loans anymore. They're just too much bother and trouble.
Yep.
We know the pressure a lot of community banks are under. So let real costs of money come back again so we get the capital creation and more money lending.
How would you do that? What would be the steps that you would take?
Well, first of all, allowing rates to find their natural level instead of suppressing them, especially
right.
long-term.
But somebody's going to have to make the Fed do that. Is that going to be Congress? Is that going to be the president? Who's going to do that? Is it going to take laws?
Short-term, it's going to be pressure from some elements of Congress and just the pressure of the marketplace. Mm-hmm. But it's also going to take a new president. One of the other things, Jim, the Fed has to do is wind down its bloated $4 trillion portfolio. When a bond comes due on that, the Fed shouldn't reinvest the money. The Fed should let the money stay back in the private financial markets.
Mm-hmm.
And so let the thing run down. They should also stop the hyper-regulation of banks.
Right.
Right.
That's a big one. That's a big one right there, especially not treating small banks like big banks.
Exactly. You talk to a banker, small banker, and ask how much they pay in the compliance now.
Mm-hmm.
It's killing them.
It's the reason why since 2006, only one community bank has been chartered, even though we've lost 1,500.
Yeah. And normally you have a vigorous in and out in the bank.
That's right.
In the banking world. But right now, you take your life in your hands if you try to go on that business.
Steve, hold on to that thought. We're going to take a quick break. We're going to be right back and talk about... Next thing we'll talk about is something near and dear to both of our hearts, replacing the tax code.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.